Well, NSA leaker Edward Snowden gave his first U.S. TV interview to NBC's Brian Williams, and large portions aired last night. At one point, sitting alongside journalist Glenn Greenwald, who helped break the story, Snowden described his first meeting with Greenwald as a turning point.
It was a really intimidating moment. It was the most real point of no return, because the minute you start talking to a journalist as an intelligence officer, on camera, there's really no going back from that. That's where it all comes together.
Well, Greenwald's in the news as well. His new book, No Place to Hide, chronicles his view of the events of the last year and provoked some media controversy this week, what's being called an online snit. So the whole story is back in the media limelight. How is it faring? NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik is here. And David, start with the book, Greenwald's book, and the Sunday Times Book Review, Vanity Fair's Michael Kinsley. The only word is hammers the book. It's launched 1,000 headlines. We know you wanted to talk about that. Start there.
Well, Michael Kinsley argued, he talks about how unappealing he feels Greenwald comes across in his own account of working, you know, in the incredible intense fashion to break these stories about the NSA and share them with his audience than at The Guardian. But he also really gets into the question of what kind of harm can be done, he feels, as do many critics of Snowden, by sharing that degree of information with the wider public and with those who wish to do America harm. And he says, you know, it's not simply enough to say, well, the press has a special place in American history, in the Bill of Rights, you know, the First Amendment, you know, is to protect the press. He says the press actually legally doesn't have any more protection than normal citizens in terms of disclosing classified information to the public. And ultimately, he thinks that the power to publish such national security secrets shouldn't perfectly reside with publishers, shouldn't reside with journalists, that ultimately, he argued, that, you know, those in government who are doing these things are the ones to make such decisions. And that is really the crux of this argument that we've been experiencing for the past year over this, and that echoed what happened during the Pentagon Papers a generation ago amid Vietnam, which is the question of who gets to decide what secrets are kept from the public and what secrets are shared with the public. Kinsley said, you know, the press has not shown itself to be so wise or so omniscient as to have as to possess all wisdom in this.
Well, and let the headlines appear. The New York Times public editor Margaret Sullivan accused Kinsley of ignoring important tenets of American governance and said that his sneering tone toward Greenwald, a highly accomplished sneerer himself, according to the Washington Post, made the review unworthy of publication in the Times. You know, this is a question, as you said, that everyone's been asking. It's a complicated one. Who has the right to publish government secrets? Why do you think there was such a backlash?
Well, it's in the New York Times. It's going to be. It hasn't even run in the printed version of the Times. It'll run this Sunday as a lead review in the New York Times book review section. Such an influential arbiter and forum for such issues to be hashed out. I think the public editor is wrong on this. I think, although Kinsley made a couple of mistakes along the way, that his argument is worthy of ventilation. It represents a real strain of thought among many people. I think often overlooked. You know, Greenwald used this, by the way, as an opportunity to say, I don't even have to argue anymore that too many mainstream journalists are essentially overly deferential and reverential when it comes to what government authorities have to say. And that's what led to, you know, the fiasco and coverage of WMDs that didn't exist in Iraq and other concerns. What's really interesting, though, is subtly Kinsley says, look, I actually think that Glenn Greenwald and colleagues of his that produced this in The Guardian and The Washington Post, these Snowden revelations, do have an affirmative defense when it comes to, you know, the public interest being more important than the fact that the law may have been broken in technically in terms of these issues being shared with the public, whether by Edward Snowden or even in the minds of some critics by the journalists themselves. But, you know, so there is some common ground there. And at the same time, there's a very much a difference in attitude towards the degree to which one is deferential towards government saying you will do real harm to the public if you share this information, but we can't entirely tell you why.
Yeah, Kinsley seems to be saying that Greenwald is saying that you can't even ask questions anymore about how to go forward on this. But as we mentioned, Edward Snowden himself, although obscured maybe by by a little bit of that fight over the Kinsley Review, which, again, as you said, will appear on Sunday. Snowden was in the limelight. Maybe he and the White House using the media to send messages back and forth. In last night's interview, he told NBC he'd like to come home.
I don't think there's ever been any question that I'd like to go home. I mean, I've, from day one, said that I'm doing this to serve my country.
And before the interview aired, Secretary of State John Kerry responded to an excerpt that was played on the Today Show, asked about whether the U.S. would allow Snowden to come home.
Edward Snowden is a coward, he is a traitor, and he has betrayed his country. And if he wants to come home tomorrow to face the music, right, he can do so.
David, we just have a few seconds here, but your thoughts about this negotiation in the media.
Well, you know, strong words indeed from the Secretary of State. I've got to say the question of his manhood isn't the issue here. You know, you talk to folks at the NSA, and some of them have explored the concept of whether they need to be giving Snowden some amnesty so they know just how bad the breach of security was and they can get this back in-house if it's proven that Snowden hasn't been sharing information with the Russians, as he said in the NBC interview. Yeah. Then he might be able to once again aid his former employers.
David Folkenflik, NPR's media correspondent, thank you so much.
You bet.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.